Strikon stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast for the tri-state region calls for a mostly sunny day today. Temperature in the mid-70s. We'll get the details on that in just a few minutes. A story by Ruth Epstein this weekend in the Republican American. Falls Village has acted to mitigate grant liability of their housing project. Part of the controversy involving the proposed River Road affordable housing project was the question of the town's liability for a $725,000 State Department of Housing grant applied for by Falls Village Housing Trust. It turns out the state could seek return of the funds if the project goes beyond the seven-year deadline or mismanagement of money is found. Board of Finance alternate Daley Revelle, a vocal opponent of the planned 16-unit rental complex in Lime Rock Station, part of the town, has been claiming the town would be responsible for default of the grant. Board of Finance member Lou Timmelot reported last week's meeting he took it upon himself to contact Miguel Riviera, manager of the Housing and Community Development at Department of Housing, to get an official determination. A former first electman, Timmelot said he always went to the source of origin when questions arose, and he apologized for not doing so sooner in this case. He and selectman David Barger held a Zoom meeting with Rivera on August. First electman Henry Todd was on vacation at the time. Quote, the issue was simple, end quote, Timmelot said. Quote, can the state claw back money for lack of performance to finish the project within 7 years? We didn't get an answer from the town attorney, end quote. Riviera said the signed contract cannot be amended and the town could have significant liability at the end. Timmelot's other question to Riviera was about the town requiring the housing trust to put up a performance bond. Riviera said that was allowable. Timmelot reiterated the matter was not a political one, but the town wanted to neutralize its liability. George Malcolmus, one of the duo who created Arutha Farm and delivered Commercial Jolt to the center of Bantam, died after a battle with cancer on Thursday. The death was announced Friday on their Facebook page. Quote, is with heavy heart that we tell you our beloved George Malcolmus passed away Thursday evening at his home in New York City after a long battle with cancer, end quote. Our George was very private, preferring not to trouble anybody with his health concerns. Arutha Farm, its dairy store and creamery, Al Pavel Restaurant and Coffee Shop, all in Bantam, will continue to serve the community, the statement adds. He leaves his longtime partner in life and business, Tony, who will take on a greater role overseeing the Arutha operation. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro filed paperwork on Friday to run for Congress in New York's 19th District, with an official campaign kickoff expected this coming week. Molinaro, a Republican from Red Hook, Dutchess County, filed a statement of candidacy Friday afternoon with the Federal Election Commission, a necessary step to begin raising money for a congressional run. A former GOP gubernatorial candidate, Molinaro has been frequently mentioned as a potential 2022 challenger to Representative Anthony Delgado of Rhinebeck in the sprawling 19th District, which stretches from Poughkeepsie to the Albany area and as far west as Broome County. The boundaries of the district remain up in the air, however. New York is set to lose one of its 27 congressional districts in 2022, and a state committee that is redrawing the lines remains in the middle of that process. Dutchess County is on pace to see more residents with COVID-19 die in September than in any month since February, when vaccination doses were scarce and only a limited number of people could obtain them. Halfway through September, the progress of the fight against COVID-19 pandemic remains mixed, but the number of residents hospitalized with the virus is down. The county is reopening its Poughkeepsie vaccination site for those seeking to be inoculated, and growth in the number of active confirmed cases has been steady for the past month. Through the first half of the month, 16 residents have already died from reasons relating to the virus. That's 3 deaths shy of becoming the most deadly month, since there were 49 deaths in February and confirmed cases were soaring. In all, at least 481 county residents have died with the illness since the beginning of the pandemic. Metro North Railroad will keep discounting fares through the end of the year while it waits to see whether its dependable commuters return to the office 5 days a week. Throughout the pandemic, the railroad has been charging off-peak fares for single tickets and 10-day packages that are as much as 40% off the regular fare. They will remain in place while the railroad gauges the riding habits of its Manhattan-bound commuters to see whether they return to the office full-time or for parts of the week in the months ahead. Great Barrington is now recommending that people wear masks while outdoors amid crowds, regardless of COVID-19 vaccination status. expanding an early advisory to mask up indoors while out in public. The Board of Health's expanded advisory took effect Friday, encourages mask wearing where social distancing cannot be maintained and when attending with anybody outside your household. According to the board's statement, the Board of Health recommends that the community take precautions to mitigate the risk of illness as we head into the flu, RSV, and cold season while still in the midst of a pandemic. Quote, the board is offering signs for businesses and event planners encouraged to consult with the health department about any large gatherings, end quote. So meetings going on in our area. First of all, we will start off today in Dover. The planning board has their regular meeting. In Sharon, the Sharon Board of Education has their regular meeting at 6 p.m. The American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, September 20th at 6:30. In Sheffield, a working meeting tonight at 5:30 for the select board, and the select board has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Salisbury, tonight at 6:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets. The next Board of Education meeting for the Weavertuck School District is tonight at 7 p.m. via Zoom. The link is available on their website. In Kent, the Kent Volunteer Fire Department Foundation Committee has a meeting. Social Services Assistance Hiring Committee meets tomorrow at 10 a.m. Zoning Board of Appeals meets tomorrow with a special meeting at 7 p.m. The Dover Union Free School District has an Instructional Curriculum Management Committee meeting tomorrow from 3:30 till 4:30. In Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority has a meeting set for 5 o'clock tomorrow and the Board of Finance at 7. Region 1 has a Board of Education special meeting via Zoom. That is coming up tomorrow at 6:30. In Cornwall tomorrow, 7:30, the Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom. In Salisbury on Wednesday at 5:30, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a special meeting. Region 1 has an ABC committee meeting coming up on Wednesday at 7 p.m. North Canaan meeting and events. The public hearing for blight ordinance happens at 7 p.m. on the 22nd. Board of Selectmen at the 22nd have their public hearing for the food truck committee at 7:30. In North Canaan on the 23rd, inland wetlands meeting is at 7 o'clock. In Cornwall on the 25th, 9:30 to 11, Birds, Blooms, and Butterflies draw natured in colored pencil. The Cornwall Library, 30 Pine Street in Cornwall. Colleen Hurst, September 11th and 18th, 10 to 11:30, and September 25th, 9:30 to 11. At 10 a.m. in Cornwall, the Women's Society has a book sale at the Parish House, 8 Bolton Hill Road. Two weekends of serious fun at the Parish House at Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall. Proceeds for the book sale will go to the scholarship fund and for Cornwall students. The Sharon Classic Road Race, a 36-year tradition, combines small-town charm with big race amenities. What began as a small but meaningful fundraiser for the Sharon Daycare Center has evolved into a significant early spring race in the Northwest Quarter. Very successful as a fundraiser. The main event and 5-mile race will begin at 10:15 with registration at 8:30 on the 25th. Kids event begins at 9:30 with the fun run, which is organized in two age groups. The 5-3 not quite a mile kids race begins at 9:45 and is for children through age 12. The course is a beautiful route through town and rural sections of town. The lollipop route has gently rolling hills with a good climb in the 4th mile. They provide water stations and timers along the course. One of the most enjoyable courses to run in the Northwest Corner, the Classic is a great way to start the racing season and an excellent way to warm up for larger races. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 34,584.88, the NASDAQ at 15,043.97, and the S&P 500 at 4,432.99. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.